Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate.
And Steve Marks, a producer on HealthLink On Air.
Oh, I love having Steve here, too. And we're joined by the Reverend Terry Culbertson in the studio this morning. Reverend, it's been way too long since you've been here.
I agree. It's nice to see you today, Tricia.
It's great to have you here. And I want to remind listeners that you are the manager of the Center for Spiritual Care at Upstate, and that it's actually a big topic and not a long time to cover it this morning.
Right.
But first, let's talk about updates. You've now moved into the new Golisano Children's Hospital. You have lots going on there.
That's right, we do. We're very excited to getting ready to dedicate our new children's chapel, and we're going to be celebrating Clergy Day next Thursday.
Right. Well, let's talk about Clergy Day in a minute, but let's talk about the chapel for a minute. It's in the treehouse.
It's in the treehouse, and that was a gift from God.
All righty.
We've been really looking at the creation of the Children's Hospital, obviously, for years. I've been here 6 years at Upstate and advocated for a sacred space for the children and families to have. And being in the treehouse is an amazing experience. There's light, there's windows. You feel like you're in the heavens.
You do.
Yes.
Well, you know, the treetops, you climb a tree and sort of feel like you're a part of the sky. But I think one of the things that you just told me that I was excited about is the fact that you've got the sculpture. I know a lot of people, and Steve, you'll remember this, when the hospital was being built, we all looked at this waterfall that was supposed to be in there, and then that couldn't happen.
Well, that's true. As we designed the chapel, we said, well, what should go in it? We're very blessed to have wonderful support from a church, the Vineyard Church of East Syracuse, which is Reverend Wes Fleming, and they do the father-daughter banquet every year for Children's Miracle, and they said, we want to give a donation of a gift to put in a water wall in the chapel. What a great idea. You know, you think of kids and putting their fingers in the water. And then we learned that infectious disease was not so pleased with our idea. And so we thought, well, we'll put the water under glass. But why do that? You can't hear it and you can't touch it. So we have an artist who created a simulated waterfall out of glass. And it's beautiful. And it's
really
lit.
Is beautiful.
And it's going to make sounds. And it will sound like a waterfall and will look like one.
Oh, I can't wait. Steve, you've seen it.
Yes, and it's right against the window. So, you know, at different times of the day, it looks a little bit different. And
it does.
It almost sounds like Plan B was a blessing by itself, wasn't it?
I think so. And if you look up in the ceiling of the chapel, Steve, maybe you've seen this, but it's like the stars have come out. There's changing lights in the ceiling. And if you look up, it's like, you know, the heavens have opened. It's beautiful.
It really is nice.
I think that's wonderful. Now, you also, so you've got this new treehouse chapel, and you've got some of the spiritual care going on.
That's right.
In the new hospital, you have some new staff?
Well, yes, this is true also. Reverend Louise Tommen Shepherd's been our pediatric chaplain for 6 years. She came to us from North Carolina.
And she's been here a number of times.
And she's been here, and she has chosen to job share, and we hired a new pediatric chaplain to do it with her, Reverend Renee Timbekchin. And Reverend Renee is a new Episcopal priest and a psychologist in the Syracuse area. So
excellent.
It's a good partnership.
Excellent. Yeah. And job sharing just means that they both get to be there more than they ever expected they
exactly.
would be, right? Isn't that what job sharing is all about?
Certainly is.
All right, so this coming Thursday, Clergy Day.
Clergy Day.
You know, I was blessed, let's say, to attend Clergy Day a number of years ago. It was a fascinating experience. It's a whole different aspect of care. And
right.
I just thoroughly enjoyed it. And now you've got different plans for this year's Clergy Day, but that's what you do each year, isn't it?
That's true. Clergy Day at Upstate is focused on learning the latest in technology and sort of the state of the art as it applies to pastoral care. So we try to look around and see what are the coolest things that Upstate's doing and involve clergy in that. So like you said, Tricia, we used the simulated mannequin to teach brain death criteria the last time.
Yes, it was fascinating.
Yeah.
And now this year, what's your focus?
Well, because of the treehouse and the children's hospital, we really wanted to focus on children's spirituality. And we're bringing in a speaker from Denver Children's Hospital, who's director of pastoral care, the Reverend Bob Flory. And we're looking forward to having him come and speak on that.
Now, he's worked a number of years in just the Children's Hospital there.
That's really his specialty. He's been ordained since 1981. He's a Presbyterian minister. And he is the president of the Pediatric Chaplains Network, which is a national group of pediatric chaplains in this country. There's about 120 children's hospitals, I think it is, in the country. And he's the chair, the president of that whole group.
And when we talk about children's spirituality, in what ways? I mean, certainly children are raised going to Sunday school or maybe to temple, whatever it would be. Uh-huh. But you're really talking about a much broader scope, aren't you?
Really are. I mean, children developmentally, you just think of the range of what goes on from 0 to 18. You know, with the very basics of trust versus mistrust and autonomy and integrity and all the things that kids go through as they are developmentally growing. And that's connected to their spirituality. So even with a baby, with an infant, there's a spiritual expression, which usually relates to, do they feel safe or do they feel unsafe? As they get older, you know, like a toddler, are they inquisitive? Are they feeling autonomy? Are they feeling constrained in their spirituality? So Reverend Fleury is actually going to approach two things. One is thinking creatively about children's spirituality. We're calling it outside of the box, mm-hmm. Coloring outside of the box, outside the lines, I guess you could say, that kids in spirituality, we have to think much broader. It's not just sitting and praying, but it's playing and exploring and all the good stuff that lets a kid express the soul and the spirit inside of them. And then the second talk he'll give is really about what happens as a child is very sick and dying and what goes on with that as well.
I have to think There are so many times in a child's life that their spirituality could be triggered by something. And so I'm thinking in terms of someone they love is sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly applies to a medical setting where a mm-hmm. grandparent or a parent
Absolutely.
Becomes sick or even has an accident, breaks a leg, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to think when you talk about trust or distrust, when they become fearful, then they become a little more distrustful mm-hmm. in those kinds of cases, as opposed to the children getting them sick themselves. And so it almost sounds like he's dividing it up, the children who are observing versus the children who are participating in illness.
Yes, I think that's a good way of putting it, like whether it's personal to them personally experiencing it or it's someone that they love. And of course, how do many children learn about illness and death is through their pets.
True.
You know, even if it's a goldfish. I mean, I remember my goldfish dying and I was just bereft.
Right.
You know, or my cat or dog. And I think kids learn in that way about grief and loss. And it makes it become a little more real. And how do you cope with that? Because that's a big issue in all our lives.
I have to wonder, too, and this is a question that we'll ask 20 years from now as we sit here. Children who are spending time in the Treehouse Chapel, and we talk about someone dying and going to heaven. Now you say they look up and they see the stars, and it seems very heavenly to them. And you have to wonder, don't we all kind of have a picture in our heads of what heaven is supposed to look like, and will that be the picture they have in their heads?
That's great. I love it. I love it.
You know, and certainly it could be a whole lot worse, couldn't it? Because it really does sound like a beautiful space. Well, let's quickly talk about some of the details of Clergy Day.
Sure.
Is this something that the general public should look at attending, or clergy, maybe lay clergy in the general public?
I think we have focused it primarily for the providers of ministry in our community. Our goal is to strengthen pastoral care in all aspects in our community, to be really a resource for ministers in churches, communities, masjids, synagogues, for all those that are providing ministry to the sick.
All right.
So it could be lay people as well.
Okay. But you're talking about any denomination, any
Absolutely.
Spiritual background whatsoever.
Absolutely.
All right. And it's being held Thursday, June mm-hmm. 10th. Give us some of the details. Time, place.
Time, okay. So it's going to be registration from 8 to 8:45 in our treehouse.
People need to call ahead, don't they?
Yes. Thanks for saying that.
So let's give them the phone number in just a minute,
okay.
If you'll give them the rest of the details.
Okay. That sounds good. We are going to have a welcome and an update, but our primary focus is Reverend Fleury's two talks, which are an hour apiece on Coloring Outside the Lines, Thinking Creatively About Children's Spirituality, and Coloring Outside the Lines, The Uniqueness of a Child's Grief and the Grief of a Parent.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, this includes lunch.
It does.
It sounds wonderful. Is there any charge?
No charge. And we also are going to dedicate the chapel, which is huge.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. And you've named it after Reverend Jerry Shave.
Well, yes, Clergy Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Reverend Shave, may I say a word about him?
Very quickly, we're running out of time.
Oh, okay. Reverend Shave was our Protestant chaplain. He was the very first chaplain hired at Upstate. I believe it was 1966.
Wow.
He was there 41 years.
Yes, right. And we've talked to him on the show.
Absolutely, and he will be there that day. Reverend Shave is still in our community. He is still serving in spiritual care. He is doing on call with us, and we are very blessed
to
have
his
support.
Yes. Well, let's give this phone number where people can call to register. They can call Upstate Connect at 466. 864-8668. And we will link to more information from our HealthLink On Air website. And Reverend Terry Culbertson, thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you, Steve and Tricia.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.